This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Former First Lady Michelle Obama is scheduled to speak tonight at the Democrats' virtual convention as the Democratic Party kicks off 4 days of festivities leading up to the official nomination of Joe Biden as the Democrats' presidential candidate on Thursday. Mrs. Obama is expected to praise the former vice president for his empathy, noting that he's lost his first wife and two of his children during his long career in public service. She's also expected to emphasize the former vice president's trust in science, in contrast to President Trump's reliance on personal instinct to make policy decisions. Meanwhile, U.S. President Donald Trump is visiting the states of Minnesota and Wisconsin Monday to deliver his own campaign speeches ahead of the Republicans' virtual convention next week. Biden and Trump square off on November 3rd in the presidential election, although many voters are expected to cast their ballots by mail because of the coronavirus pandemic. President Trump said Monday he wants to speed up U.S. mail delivery. Even as opposition Democrats are planning to vote this week to curb changes at the Postal Service, the Democrats say the changes would inhibit the processing of an unexpected sharp increase in mailed-in ballots in November's national presidential election. Mr. Trump said last week he opposes $28 billion in new funding for the Postal Agency, part of it to pay for the collection and processing of the expected onslaught of millions of mailed-in ballots from voters who don't want to go to polling places during the pandemic. For months, Mr. Trump has claimed without evidence that states mailing out ballots to voters will lead to election fraud and a rigged vote against him. And Maryland Attorney General Brian Frosch on Monday said more than a dozen U.S. states are expected to file lawsuits this week against the Trump administration's cuts to the Postal Service. VOA News.